Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello and welcome to this, the first show of this exciting, wonderful, new golden year, 2016. So today's show is called Magic, Mystery and Mastery. In this first exciting show, we will be discussing the beauty and magic and mystery of life itself. With all the Christmas celebrations behind us and the New Year's celebrations about leaping forward, it's a time to reflect on where we've been and where we are hoping to go for the new year. So today we'll be going on an exciting journey discussing all things holistic, mystic and mysterious with my good friend and special guest, Gulrukh Khan. Gul is a truly inspirational woman. She's a gifted healer, a holistic practitioner, a natural empath and intuitive, as well as being an incredible international award-winning filmmaker. She's a wonderful seeker and way-shower, passionate about exploring and sharing the magic and mystery of the natural wonders of the world, enlightening us with wonderful tales, so of the Bosnian pyramids, magic and wisdom of dolphins, plus working with the International All Ladies League to promote global and female empowerment. So, without further ado, welcome, darling Gul.
Hey, Claire, welcome. I'm delighted to be on your show. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It's so lovely to have you here, as I say, at the start point of this year, because it's about stepping off with courage and confidence and being inspired. And I think you are one of the many people I know who can actually inspire others to be brave and to launch forward beyond maybe previous expectations, limitations of yourself, and evolve into new things.
Oh, bless you for that. Well, I see courage as being a quality that sort of everybody has, but due to a lot of conditioning in life, so many people just are not really able to show that courage, you know, to move forward in their lives and to recognize the multidimensionality of really what they're about. And we live so much in the 3D world that we forget that we have all these incredible gifts that seem to be so hidden. It's really about sitting and tuning in and starting to listen to the wisdom of your own heart that these gifts slowly start to unfold. And that's where the courage comes from, really, then, to move forward in life and not let all these challenges that seem to sort of arise, you know, typical challenges from, you know, your car not working and this happening and that happening. You know, you can move beyond all of these things with absolute ease.
You're right, but those are the challenges. It's the real world stuff versus the other world stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I think you're right. I think fear grounds a lot of people. So I think the message for this year is to be brave. It's a nine universal year in numerology. I don't know much about numerology, but I do know that that's to do with the royal code. And this is about wisdom and leadership. So it's about intuition, intelligence, and creating miracles at will, shifting from the old paradigm. So it's everything that we've been saying, and I've been saying on the show for the last 6 months. It's about moving forward. It's about letting go of limitations of, as you said, ideas in your head that A, your life can bring up around you, or B, that other people have projected on you, so that you don't listen to your inner voice. But now is the time to be courageous and listen to what your inner voice is saying to you and dare to make those changes on the outside. You know, it's very, very easy to listen to other people who are naysayers, but they don't know necessarily what's the right thing for any aspect of your life. They're only trying to guide you, but they don't know from the inside. It's about being courage to listen to yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we've come into an age now where we've seen so much happening in the globe, you know, where in a sense you can look at the planet as being in crisis, but I think Gaia's got her own wisdom, and I think we're all being called to wake up. You know, there's a big wake-up call going on. And we have to start to recognize that everything is not just in the world around us. Indeed, the world is basically a mirrored reflection of everything that's within us, because we're all having individual experiences, aren't we? So what you see in your world is not necessarily what I see in my world. A positive person is going to see something very different than a negative person. So it's all very individualized.
Yeah.
But I think now it's very important to realize, you know, as we all kind of waking up to a world that's really changing quite dramatically, to the fact that, you know, we're our own sources of inspiration. We hold everything. We're like holding an entire universe within us, aren't we?
Absolutely.
And in fact, when we do things like meditation or, you know, sit quietly and tune in with nature, we find that we kind of go very deep inside and start experiencing life in a very different way, and actually accessing the source within us, which of course is, you know, the source of all creation. And from that point, we're able to recognize our sovereignty, you know, as points of consciousness of the divine. And I won't use religious sort of terminology to label this, but just to sort of say source or the divine, that which gave life, you know, we are eternal and able to co-create with it. So once you recognize our inner capabilities and our ability to manifest things, then I think that we will not be having all these interdependent relationships with other people. We will be having interdependent relationships with other people and co-creative relationships, as opposed to, dependent relationships where we expect others to do things for us. We will start to feel within ourselves, especially this year, that we can move forward with our own inner resources and start listening to our own hearts.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's the moment. The time has come. So actually, I'll start by sharing with you a wonderful piece of writing that I received on New Year's Eve. So this is the new message for the new year. So if you'd like to take a few moments, if you can, to sit comfortably in a sort of meditative state and to close your eyes, obviously not if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, Jill Orsman. But here we go. From whence you came, you know the struggle and strife of life. You have learned about the heartache and pain of loss and grief. The joys of gain will soon be here again to readdress the balance, for you have given out a great deal, and so a great deal is coming your way. Hooray! For your lessons have been thus far all about disconnecting from all the perceived things and people, circumstances and situations that could have previously defined you. 'Tis time to find out who you are. Here you are at the pinnacle of the new year, with a perfect moment to redefine who you wish to be for the future, which is outstretched before you and bathed in the most glorious, syrupy, golden light of abundance. Choose to be the most incredible you, the most fabulous, dynamic, and attractive you. Attract into your world all that your heart and soul truly wish for you have a heart of gold and can draw unto yourself all the people, places, support and resources that you require by activating your own true magnetism. You can create magic, for you are a magical being. Now be the magical creature you truly are. Remember to your core, you truly are a star. You have not come to be here to walk the path of any other. Even the road less travelled has been trod before. carve for yourself a brave new route towards your soul's true goal. Spread your wisdom and share your light with places where it's day and places where it's night. Be the guiding star you know you are. Turn up your flame and be seen from afar. Put yourself on the map by beaming so brightly you cannot help but be seen by all those who are seekers searching for an ancient way shower. You have wisdom way and beyond your years, so do not fear anything or anyone anymore. Be brave. For brave hearts win all there is. For with courage comes confidence. With confidence comes certainty and results. Be certain that your magic will happen and your visions will be realized in the material world. Let all else go into the hands of the angels and the wind and the rain and the snow. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Trust is your must for moving ahead at all times. The future is bright. The future is exciting and filled with choices and happy voices. For all those around you will be celebrating and resonating with the high vibrations that you bring. Believe in your own ability to be a master creator and create masterfully. You have absolutely everything you require for this to be your finest hour, day, week, month, and year. Leap with total trust and confidence, courage and joy, headlong into the realm of all possibilities that lay ahead in 2016.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist. Born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back after that break. Sorry, my reading went on a bit long and ran into the advert, but I hope you managed to catch the end of that. So, yeah, that was just encouragement about, like we were saying before, to be courageous and listen to your inner voice.
Absolutely. And that was such a lovely piece of channeling, Claire. Very, very to the point. And really what this year is about, as you said, you know, being very courageous and allowing the magic and mystery of life to really lead you. And to let yourself trust yourself. I think this is a very important thing. People don't trust their inner voice, do they?
No.
And that's that inner voice is the very thing that opens up the opportunities for you, because you start to listen and it leads you to all things and creates incredible synchronicities. And
yeah, because that's tell us a bit about your life and how that's unfolded, because I know that you are you've always been incredibly intuitive and been a natural empath, haven't you?
Yes, I think it sort of came a little bit through the family. I always wanted to go into film, which subsequently I did. But my grandfather was a very gifted natural practitioner, and he used to use Yunani medicine, which is ancient Greek medicine. And I always found that when I touched people, they always felt better, or I was always very good at massaging sort of the elderly people in our family. And I always found that I had a sort of a sympathetic ear at school for my friends. And of course, you just take that for granted, don't you? And it was only till much later on in my life that I really felt the calling. And finally, when I sort of started studying, I realized that this is something that was quite developed in me, and started to get self-educated and qualified, and now I run a practice that enables me to facilitate people's healing and expansion.
Well, yeah. In so many different ways. I mean, I was reading your bio, and you do incredible different healing modalities that you're trained in, you know, including not only the law of attraction, but clinical aromatherapy with acupressure.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of stuff, but that's kind of all over a 20-year span, because I think you're always learning. And ultimately what I tell people, Claire, is whatever modality that I use with them, whether it is, using advanced theta or the advanced law of attraction, massage or aromatherapy or even scalar wave light therapy, which I use a lot of these days, which is very profound in facilitating people's healing. It's not about what I do so much as the person being willing to receive, because ultimately there's a kind of a myth around, you know, the healer and the healed. We all really heal ourselves.
Yeah.
All that, you know, when I treat somebody, if they're open to lift their vibration, which is really what a healing facilitator does, is to lift the vibration of another person, they're really healing themselves. So all these words like guru and healer, you know, they're a little bit outdated now, because when we look at what all this is about, it's really about everybody synchronizing with much higher vibrations than maybe they operate at in life, maybe due to a lot of Wi-Fi or stress or this and that. It's about getting your thinking clear, and even just by changing your perception, your world changes automatically, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. So it's about self-mastery, isn't it? That's the time we're stepping into now. Instead of being necessarily led by others and looking to others for direction, it's now about understanding that you have to take control of your own thoughts, because you are creating your own world around you. And if you don't like it, you are responsible for creating it. And so therefore, you know, there's no point in going to a healer or a doctor if you're not going to actually agree on an energetic level inside that you are ready to heal, that you're going to, you know, be receptive to the healing that you're asking for.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. And, you know, it's the same with when you want to create anything, whether it's good health in your life or whether you want to create abundance or, you know, bring love into your life. There's so many areas that all require a shift in mindset, because, you know, these wonderful people like Abraham Hicks and so many other thought leaders over the years have always stressed this point, that the moment you tune in to focusing on what you want, that's what the universe listens to. If you keep thinking about what you don't want, all your energy is going there, and you're hardly going to manifest the stuff that you do want. You're just going to manifest the stuff that you don't want, right?
Or what you don't, exactly.
So we're living in an age now where you might have seen, what I've certainly noticed in my life, we're all manifesting all the time. I mean, everything you do in the course of your day is a manifestation of something, isn't it? You had an idea and then you went, you did it, and then something co-created with you to make that possible. But what I'm realizing more and more from the stories that I hear from other people and from my own experiences is that your manifestation is becoming quicker and quicker now.
Yes, it is.
You sometimes think something and like about 10 minutes later, there's an instant, synchronicity around that. And sometimes it's so random, you know, like how could that happen? Which just goes to show that the universe has ears and that we're like, you know, for want of a better word, you know, we are like master magicians of our own lives. We are creating.
And so just as that piece of guidance said, so create masterfully.
Yes.
And it's exciting that magic's come to the foreground. As you say, that now you can think something and you can see it, you know, happen. This is exciting. You know, it's exciting times we're living in.
It is, yeah. Very much so, yeah.
And we're living in a very incredible, beautiful world. So what I wanted to ask you a bit was about, you've explored some wonderful magical places that I thought it'd be great for you to be able to share with the listeners, because you've introduced me to, I didn't hear, know about it before, to the Bosnian pyramids. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Oh, definitely. It's a truly, I mean, first of all, Bosnia is I always say it's almost like the Palestine of Europe. I mean, it's had so much bloodshed in that land, so everybody seems to want something from there, and when you actually go there, it's almost like Shambhala, you know, the way the hills are formed and the beautiful valleys. There's some very, very special energy about Bosnia, but there is a very, very huge area which contains a number of inverted commas pyramids, and one of them is called Pyramid Sunce, which is now considered to be the largest and oldest pyramid in the world.
Wow.
It's going back, you know, 34,000 plus years. And for a lot of reasons, you know, it gets very underplayed, and these are areas I'm not kind of going to go into, but a lot of people don't know about it. And now I think what's happening is that there's been such a lot of unusual activity happening around these pyramids that it's starting to attract thousands of people, mainly because there's a number of pyramids there. It's the largest open archaeological site in the world, and an incredible man called Dr. Samir Osmanagic discovered these, and he's had a bit of a struggle trying to, you know, ensure that people receive this information in the right ways, because unfortunately, a lot of scientists and old school thinkers don't really want to have these pyramids to be so old, because it changes all the history books, doesn't it? And there's people who just don't want the history books changed. So it's always an uphill struggle.
Yeah.
But there have been some remarkable cases of people getting healed first of all, in the torsion field of these pyramids, and secondly, within the Ravne tunnels, which is a huge labyrinth of tunnels leading, I think, in the whole valley up to all of these pyramids. And I call them pyramids because they have been measured and they have been scientifically proven to be pyramids, even though there's a lot of controversy around these. There is scientific evidence, but regardless of that, it's just the whole vicinity is absolutely buzzing with high frequency energy. And if you go into these Ravne tunnels, it's quite remarkable. We have a lot of volunteers every year that go and excavate, and especially over the summer. And when you go through these tunnels, the air quality is very, very high, a huge amount of negative ions, because underneath, obviously, there's water. And there's also a lot of very ancient ceramic megaliths that were discovered within these passageways, which you just couldn't bring in or out. I mean, they're too huge and they weigh tons. So the question is, were they there before these tunnels and pyramids were created, and are they more ancient than that? It's very, very interesting.
Ooh. So is this one of the topics that you're actually making a film? You're making a film, or you've made
correct.
One?
Correct, yes. I'm in the process of, we're in the process of making a documentary about it, and obviously it takes time because there's so many developments, and it's still a site that's being uncovered. But people go inside there and they start recalibrating because of the frequencies. There's no cosmic radiation in there. The air is really pure. I mean, you can go in there and it stays at the same temperature. It's cool in summer and warm in winter, you know, depending on the external mm-hmm. temperature. And it's just, but it's the same temperature, if you know what I mean. And also, you come out of there and you feel your whole energy field has expanded. And if you were to take a single pebble from those arched walls, I would say, in inverted commas, or, you know, along the passage going in, which is made of natural stones and sediment, you could never put that stone back because there seems to be some gravitational field in there, which is just holding everything together. It's truly remarkable. And there is also another feature which some people may be, you know, they may not understand, but there is a high level of orb activity there.
Oh, is
and
there?
Many, many people say these are extra-dimensional beings because there seems to be a lot of communication going on. And people have witnessed streams of orbs coming out of the side of the Pyramid of the Sun. And also within the tunnels, I have captured orbs on my digital cameras. And many other people who go there capture streams of them sometimes on video. Or you'll see different coloured orbs that have been caught on still camera.
Wow, so how fascinating.
Phenomenal. And I do feel that when I've been, I have always come away feeling like somehow I've gotten younger and I'm much more energized and all those little bitty aches and pains that you might get from certain things, they just all disappear. And there have been cases of people who've spontaneously healed.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And so after the break, we'll talk some more about your wonderful filmmaking and adventures.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you. To remember the bright side, you will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Before the break, Gaul, you were telling us the wonderful stories of the Bosnian pyramids. which you're in the process of making a documentary about, aren't you?
That's right, yes.
And I believe you're making the documentary with Robert Watts, the producer on Star Wars, the original Star Wars series, and the Indiana Jones series. Is that
absolutely?
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. He's an incredible man, and he actually made a documentary back in the 90s on the Age of the Sphinx, and that basically uncovered the fact that the Sphinx was a lot older than the Egyptians said it was, which created a lot of issues there. I don't know if you saw it, was with Charlton Heston narrating. Do you remember having seen it? And so Robert is a very, very evolved soul, highly conscious, and has done so much in his life. Of course, worked on some phenomenal films, even also produced Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I know. And of course, having worked on the Star Wars series and having produced some of the Indiana Jones films, he's a very, very visionary man. But he's very humbled by the work that Sam has done and is doing, and is very, very supportive, and is very much aligned to facilitating humanity to wake up, which is what this is all about. It's about waking people up and saying that, you know, all these things like pyramids and other incredible things around the world are all starting to get revealed, so that we can all wake up to our ancient history, which almost was lying dormant and has somehow reactivated itself in a time when, you know, humanity is going through such a crisis. It's almost like it was programmed to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. You know, it's coming forward that, you know, teach you, show yourself when it's needed.
Exactly. And it's showing us the fact that we all have the ability to connecting with Earth's resources, and if people are going to these areas and it is recalibrating their fields, imagine, you know, what happens when they get to the center of these pyramids. Absolutely phenomenal. So Samir Osmanagic is a really remarkable man, and he's brought in visionaries and thought leaders and scientists from all around the world who are so supportive. There's a gentleman called Valery Yuvarov who's even building Pyramid City in Russia. So pyramids are very much a thing of the present moment. They've kind of rebirthed themselves. You see what I mean? People are understanding. It's not where, like in Egypt, you go there and you don't have access to them. Here, anybody can go and visit. I mean, of course, if there's archaeological areas that are being excavated that they don't want you to go into, that's fine, because natural. But generally speaking, he has a very open policy, and he's very inviting of everybody. There's none of this kind of establishment type attitude. In fact, all artists and spiritual people and are very, very welcome there to share their experiences, so that it's not just looked at from a scientific perspective.
Yeah.
Working on many other levels as well.
That sounds fascinating, particularly fascinating, you know, in view to working on something like Equilarium, my project about building a holistic healing centre that actually can recalibrate, you know, individual vibration and collective vibration. So, you know, really, I find that fascinating. So I really look forward to that documentary coming out.
Thank you, Claire. Thanks. That will be sometime sort of later on this year.
Wonderful. And another incredible, incredible documentary series that you did was about dolphins, wasn't it?
Yes, we made a whole group of us. We made a series, co-directed and co-produced it on the dolphins, marine life and human impact. And it was a 5-part series that was televised, and it kind of charted dolphins really in a lot of different setups, you know, their progress. And the main theme of the series was about a lone dolphin, a wild dolphin in the Sinai Desert in Egypt, who just suddenly appeared on the coast, and they're of a village where there were deaf and dumb Bedouin. And this single dolphin just changed their lives completely, and it soon became a hub for international filmmakers and news and tourists. And by following that story all the way through the series, I was able to kind of also show that all the elements in it were just a microcosm of what's really happening in the big world, you know. And there were a lot of things that were covered in there, from pollution, overfishing, what people do, try to, you know, wanting to own dolphins and even, you know, dolphins being able to heal, because really she had a very profoundly healing effect on that community, because they didn't have much money, and suddenly she was like, you know, she bought them gold, literally. Mm-hmm. They became quite a wealthy community, considering the rest of the Bedouin tribes up the coast. They definitely had challenges. And then I was very privileged to work with a gentleman called Richard O'Barry, who you may have heard of, who was the original trainer for the Flipper series back in the 70s. We all grew up with
Flipper. We did, yeah, fabulous.
Little did we know that that was all about captivity. And Richard just one day turned around and said, I'm not going to do this anymore, and I do not want to see another dolphin in captivity. And so birthed his whole role as a gentleman who totally is a voice for the dolphins, you know, helping to rehabilitate them, release them. And I was very privileged to work with him and hear his stories, which we captured on film. And one day when I was sitting at someone's home in 2010, I happened to watch, you know, turn on the TV, and it was the Oscars. But it was at the exact moment, and I'd forgotten that it was the Oscars that night, and it was the exact moment that Rick walked up on the stage when The Cove, which is the story of the slaughtering of dolphins in Taiji in Japan, was given the award for best documentary. And, of course, the actual Oscar was given to Richard O'Barry. And for me, that was an incredible moment to see, because over the years, I've been so involved in other things as well. And there's so many causes, aren't there, to sort of support. And though I always loved dolphins, I couldn't always apply my time to sort of working with them and supporting them in the way that other activists do.
But you've been doing a lot.
I think this series, I was very grateful that it won an award in 2012 in New York, and I feel that a lot of people around the world have been doing so much work in terms of what's happening in Taiji, especially. And in fact, I'll just tell you a story. The foundation that Richard and his son Lincoln are running is called Dolphin Net, and it's at Dolphin Net, Dolphin Project, sorry, dolphinproject.net. That's where you can find it on the internet. And at a recent One Direction concert, Harry Styles said very loudly into the crowd, "Who loves dolphins?" And everybody screamed back, "Yes." And he said, "Don't go to SeaWorld. Don't buy a ticket to SeaWorld." And after that, basically, ticket sales to SeaWorld started to decline. And the industry is now really shifting, and there's a huge, huge movement towards closing down a lot of dolphinariums and shows, because there have been cases of deaths, you know, of captive dolphins, yeah, and orcas, you know, there's, yeah, been a lot of films about it. And there's been a lot of marches and demonstrations, and in London, of course, around the world, but London is a place where people's voices get heard. I will say that it is a very fair country for that. And as Richard O'Barry says, you know, London has the key, and we need to bring everyone together. It doesn't matter what group they represent, doesn't matter if, which NGO they're supporting. We all need to unite to stop this issue from happening, because it is still happening. And these dolphins, which are our sea siblings, you know,
yeah,
dolphins and whales, they clean the oceans with their sonar. They're the most incredible creatures. And to see what these Japanese fishermen do, the way that they capture them in the cove with their nets and let these dolphins starve, and they become dehydrated, and then they go in there and they plunge spears into them, and they basically use them for food, or they capture the best looking dolphins without any marks on them and transport them off to, you know, places, dolphinariums. And it's just very, very, very sad. So on the 16th of February, there is a big demonstration, and it is starting near Oxford Circus tube station, and there's a march right down to Green Park, where the Japanese embassy is there, and we're hoping tens and thousands of people will show up for this, because there have been quite a few of these demonstrations over the last couple of years, and we're hoping that there'll be a big pressure on the Japanese government to stop this, because really they're the only ones who can, and you need the global media to push for this, because just a few days ago, and we're in 2016, you know, they had a few days where they had what's called a blue cove, where none of the dolphins were herded in, and there were no dolphins killed. But then just about 2 or 3 days ago, there was a huge, you know, red cove day, and there was a number of them that were brutally killed this way. And it's 2016. We need to stop all of this. We need to stop killing our siblings.
Definitely. Well, I'm 100% behind you, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners will be. So, as you say, they can go to that dolphin.net.
Dolphinproject.net.
Yeah, to find out more and put your support behind it. So I think that's incredible. You know, well done for bringing that voice of the dolphins to the people. Because as you say, when you tune in, it's about tuning into that one connected heart of life. I mean, we are all connected. There's, you know, as you say, it's a great thing to call them siblings of the sea, because, I mean, all animals are connected to us. And when you see cruelty to an animal, you know, it's not justifiable any more than cruelty to another person. Yeah. So, you know, but times are changing. As you say, we all grew up with, there was a dolphinarium in Brighton when we first, you know, when we were kids. We used to be able to go there and they'd sing happy birthday to and things like that. And thankfully, you know, the people of Brighton campaigned and they were set free, you know, a long time ago. Yeah. But no, it's time to do this, to speak up for the beautiful natural world that's around us that doesn't have a voice.
Definitely. Well, I mean, if we carry on killing, we're just not going to have any of these beautiful siblings around anymore. And I think that's the whole thing.
In our ignorance, we don't understand that their sonar is cleaning the oceans. I think that's just incredible. What magic is that? You know,
exactly what's happening. Yeah,
there is magic all around, you know, and they are doing things just because we perceive them to have no purpose. It's just our ignorance that we don't understand the greater purpose of what everything is, what all the species are here about. Yeah. So it's about, you know, mutual respect and understanding, isn't it, for all life on the planet? You know?
Yes, we are all unified.
Yeah, so after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about that, about the unification of all women, say.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Before the break, we were talking to the lovely Ghoul and hearing about her documentary and her passionate speaking about protecting the dolphins and whales of our oceans and our need to support all life on the planet and our siblings of the sea. Love that idea. Mm. So, what I love about your filmmaking, Ghoul, is that you have such personal passion behind everything that you're doing. And that's wonderful. I think part of this year, and like we're saying, it's encouraging people to embrace what's true to you, not necessarily other people, but to tell a story that you want to tell. And that takes courage. But, you know, people want to hear new stories. We're sick of being given formulaic things about what people think you want to see, hear, and just for numbers and sales. So there's far more interesting things out there if you dare to dig deep and find them. And I know that another thing that you're very passionate about, which I am too, which is about the empowerment of women and readdressing the balance of the masculine-feminine paradigms that have been here. And yes. I know that currently you're working on a very interesting film, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we've made it. We're kind of still in post production because there's some elements we wanted to add to release later this year, and we've been filming for 2 or 3 years with it. It's called Spirit to Power, and it's about the energy of the martial arts, and the interesting thing about it is it's sort of advocating the spiritual element of martial arts as opposed to the actual physical side of it, which is more yang. And I really felt that women should really stand up and show that they're strong, not just from a mental perspective, but from a physical with a spiritual perspective, which is one of the reasons why this film, I think, just got inspired. And quite interesting enough, I never really looked for any of the projects that I do. They all seem to just emerge and come to you, which means that they were probably destined for you anyway. And I think that martial arts is a very important part of life because there's so many varieties. I mean, it involves so many components like meditation, just energy work, and of course the whole point of understanding that you are the one who's got the power to create shifts, because you're the one who has to do all that work in order to have your strength, right? So mm-hmm. Martial arts is a very powerful multi-faceted discipline which enables both men, women, young people, aged people to maintain themselves and to expand in quite powerful ways. So, yeah, that's a film that will get released later on this year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And it has a lot of women in it, which is an unusual thing, because normally you always think of Bruce Lee and, you know, the big guys doing karate and boxing in the rings and things. This is really trying to show that women can be beautiful and strong and spiritual at the same time, you know, physically strong too. And martial arts is a very good gateway into that.
What a fantastic vehicle to express that. Because, as you say, it's not that women is the fairer sex, you know, that you have to be weaker. You know, we're so strong in so many ways, but have it depicted where it all comes together, you know, is a wonderful thing. And it's, again, we're talking about self-mastery and self-empowerment of these things that have historically been mysteries that were kept to men that now are actually, all of them are open to women to mm-hmm. To find that self-mastery and expansion through. Because that brings me on to something else that I know that you're very passionate in and that I'm actually joined you with now, which is the All Ladies League.
Yes, something very, very special. You know, again, remarkable how that came into my life. But then I think everything's always synchronized, isn't it? It just unfolds like the big leaves off a lotus flower. You know, step by step, your life just unfolds, doesn't it?
Yeah, not necessarily where you thought it was going.
Exactly.
You just have to be open to the adaptability, as you say.
And there's a big synchronized story around that, but I'll have to tell you that on another occasion, but how that all kind of came into my life. But yes, the ALL is the All Ladies League, and it was formed by Dr. Harbin Arora, who is an incredible woman. And the organization started in India, where, of course, there's quite a lot of need to mobilize women and to find that balance. They have a lot of global chapters now, and so I'm their UK chairperson, and specifically focusing on London for myself, which we're just about to launch the London chapter at the end of this month, which I'm very much looking forward to. The important thing about ALL is that it allows all women to communicate and creates platforms for all women to share their skill sets. So there is the Women in Economic Forum that they have every year. They inaugurated it in Goa last year, which was an incredible experience to go. Women from all around the world, every country really was represented, and they are doing exactly the same between the 16th and the 21st of May in Delhi, and there's even a US presidential candidate will be there, probably the Prime Minister of India might attend. There'll be a lot of very eminent supporters in order to show that it is a very serious and very committed forum, attracting very high level people as well as women who might just like to attend to feel inspired. And in the UK, obviously, we have different ways of, the needs in India are going to be different to the needs here, probably more watered down here, if you know what I mean. But globally, we are recognizing that we have to rebalance, we have to readdress this whole sort of male power scenario, yeah. And we need to give women more voice, and that means not about women are only going to lead the world, it's about working with men collaboratively and bringing that balance, yeah, between the yin and the yang to such a perfect place that, you know, we're able to move forward in a way where we don't have these issues that, yeah, women have had to suffer.
Fantastic.
Empowerment, women's empowerment can be considered a cliched term, but it's the only word we have right now, unless we just say rebalancing, the yin and yang between women is the only way to say it.
It's changing the paradigm. We're moving from the masculine paradigm into the feminine. And it's not that one has to dominate, but the masculine has dominated, historically.
Yes.
And so when we say it's the empowerment, it's only to bring it up to the same level. It's not to dominate. It's not, women's domination. It's empowerment, and that's self-empowerment. This is, this is powerful stuff for every, girl and woman, as much as it's important for every man and boy to be, yes, empowered. And they all carry mass and feminine energy within them as well. So it's about empowering that feminine side, which is your intuition, and your compassion, to be better leaders. So it's about empowering that within men and women.
Definitely.
That's how I say it.
Definitely. And they are, she and her partner, her husband, Vinay, they've done a remarkable job of just allowing women to be autonomous within, yeah, their own zones. And you just have this huge international network of amazing women who just all want to collaborate.
Yeah.
And especially in the UK, we're starting to build up communities of women who, especially younger women. I think the whole point is that we want to allow younger women to come together, because as they start out their careers, sometimes they don't feel that they know who to connect with. And we're trying to inspire a lot of young women so that they know that they have other people, yeah, there who can guide them forward, like mentors and, yeah, guides, and
fantastic,
ultimately learn the skill sets. And of course, you're part of it too, Claire. So it's very exciting.
Thank
to
you very
work
much.
With special people like, yeah, yourself.
Well, I want to, I'm very fortunate to receive this wonderful guidance that I do. And, yeah, if it can be uplifting and inspiring, for all people, then, if I can come and bring that and share that and share my vision for Equilarium and empowerment of people, then I'm absolutely delighted to take my part.
Definitely. And I also want to say one last thing is that, yeah, we would like to work with men who support women as well. It's not just about only women.
No.
There's a number of incredible men who are doing so much for women, and we really want to embrace and
fantastic,
give them respect and work with them.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I've got time to read this last piece of writing now, but I might start.
Yes,
but I'll just say thank you so much for being my guest today, Dani Gul.
Thank you. It's been an honour.
Yeah, it's been lovely to hear about your adventures and your achievements. You know, a really inspirational woman that you are.
Bless you. Thank you.
Pleasure. So here we are. This piece was received yesterday. Double rainbows, double blessings, sent from heaven on high, to give you all hope. Beautiful, colourful love, divinely painted across the sky. Magic clearly revealing itself with confidence and joy, delighting in expressing the alchemical blessing of combining two everyday normal conditions to create a spectacular, magical third. An out-of-this-world celebration, far more than a simple combination, agape love sent from above. 'Tis always good to be reminded that there is magic everywhere. If seeing is believing, then believe your eyes. For what are rainbows, if not magic in the skies? Trust that magic is around and allow it to play its part in the unfolding of your life, instead of trying to plan it all out and predict it in your head. Believe in magic and it will happen. Believe in miracles and they will come. Great changes are on their way, so be ready and willing to adapt to their arrival straight away. Be open to expansion and growth. Movements in the skies can happen quicker than you realize, and so too, they can occur here on Earth and in your lives, right before your eyes. Go with the flow of these changes, for they are coming, ready or not. Best be prepared then for anything, my friend, for absolutely amazing, wondrous things are on their way. Be happy and grateful for all that you have and that currently defines you, for it is literally all about to change. You do not need to know how, when or where. Just keep your heart filled with love and excited anticipation, ready for great